We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to the Three's Us Podcast.
Welcome.
The only podcast that's exclusively about map facts.
Ooh, map facts. Yeah.
Did you know
that's right.
that people that make maps are called cartographers?
I did know that, Daniel. Danny,
okay.
Your turn. Map facts. Did you know that the earliest depictions of the map were just wrong? I mean, come on, that's a fact. Yeah.
Did you know that the thing in the corner that tells you how to decipher the symbols is called a legend?
Yeah.
That's true. I actually did have something interesting to say about maps. Did you know that like different map makers will put in like islands or geographic features that are not there? So that if someone copies their map, they can say, like, hey, this doesn't exist.
Yeah,
I put that there.
Yeah.
Paper towns.
Stole my map. Paper towns. Yeah. No, that's a good fact for everyone at home. I'm sure they're infinitely smarter now because of it. Thank you, Daniel.
I know. We have a lot of aspiring map makers in our listener base.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, one last one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Google Maps, I think the borders and like the names of different countries are different depending on what country you're looking at it from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there will be border disputes between neighboring countries, and to just appease each side, they'll show the line being at a different place.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Borders are extremely tough to report on.
This is Three's Us.
What's funny is the border conversation, I feel like, does give me a good transition into Mason's potential talking point, but also because, well, we were filming on two sides of the border when we were in Utah/Nevada.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. And we'll get to that shortly, but I think we should shout someone out first, right?
Yes. I have a shout out for Quinn.
Ooh.
This is Quinn.
What's
shout
up, Quinn?
Out Quinn. You're our shout out of the week.
Yeah.
We love you so much.
Quinning.
Quinning. Hashtag Quinning. So Quinn says, hey, Three's Us crew, your theme song has been stuck in my head for the past week and it's annoying me, LMAO. I love y'all, though.
Right on.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think it's funny because it's a very short theme song. It's like 8 seconds long, but
which means it's looping a lot, which would increase its annoyingness.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is like a pretty, it's not like a perfect loop, but it's like it kind of works as one in a way in your head, I'm sure, you know. Three's Us, take the wheel, boom. We're Three's Us, just three of us.
You know, over and over again.
Yeah.
You're in hell.
Yeah, that's your sleep paralysis demon. It's just us standing there singing to you like that. Yeah. So what I was alluding to earlier is that when Daniel referenced borders, Mason went on a longer trip than I did, but Mason and I joined for the middle leg of the trip, which was in Salt Lake City, Utah, and then just west of it in Wendover, in West Wendover.
Yes, Danny and I just went on a trip to do what is basically a commercial shoot.
Oh, cool.
It was originally supposed to be in Utah, and they moved it to Wendover, Nevada, and we're like, that's fine, right? And we were like, that's a different state.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, well.
Well, it must have been worth it.
Yeah.
So Danny and I rented a car and drove from Utah to Nevada.
Oh, that's fun.
Which isn't such a bad drive. The thing is, because we're a Californian, we perceive driving to another state as like a 10-hour activity.
Right.
But it is not like that for most of the country.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Also, you can like drive for 10 hours and still be in California.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Totally. So it was interesting because they were like, oh yeah, no, we'll do the shoot in Salt Lake City. So I was like, cool. I'll hit up my, I have two cousins that live in Salt Lake City. We'll stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, never mind. How about 90 minutes out of Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
With like a nice 8 a.m. call time.
Fuck you.
Yeah. So it was cool though, because, Mason got to show me a place that he literally was a year ago, right?
Yes. So very serendipitously, we filmed the commercial at a gas station that I would have been at before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because Wendover, Nevada is like a common place to travel. It's kind of a buttfuck nowhere mountain pass town.
Yeah.
And I happen to have been there because 1 year before, my friends and I went to the northwestern Utah desert to film drone footage for my TV pilot, mm-hmm. which just so happens to be in that region.
Right.
And so we drove that exact route last year. And as I was driving it again, I got weirdly nostalgic just driving in the middle of this fucking desert that I never thought I'd return to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then as we pulled into the gas station, I was like, man, I know this gas station.
It was cool because we went by the Bonneville Salt Flats, right? Which Mason gave me like a ton of facts.
I took Danny
on
to the salt flats that we filmed at.
Yeah.
Did you lick it?
I did. Well, I picked up a little speck and I tasted it. I didn't like literally put my tongue on the ground and just go, eh.
No, dude, we did fucking push-ups and licked every time.
So one of the interesting things too was that I guess, I don't know if this is maybe a Utah statewide sort of thing, but I don't think there are many casinos in Utah itself.
No.
But there were, so what was fun is that like right, you know, on the western side of the border, which is the Nevada side, you had just a shit ton of places that had casinos. So I think it was just for anyone from Utah who like wants to go gamble. You know, they'll drive out to Wendover, right? And then they'll gamble and then they'll go back. But it was a cool trip. But I know, Mason, this was like part of a three-legged trip for you, right?
Yes, yes. I also think for the fun, because our podcast is episodic, I think I will save the Philadelphia and San Francisco legs for future episodes.
Okay. Whoa.
But
keep them on their toes.
Yes, it was a super fun
trip.
Such
a tease.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to be home, though. I was gone for like a long time, and sitting at my desk again, very behind on all my house chores and work is weirdly comforting.
Well, it's like you just kind of get back into a regimen or like a, you know, a state of comfort. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So. And like I was physically very tired, like I was sleeping in a different arrangement like nearly every night for 2 weeks, and I was like kind of exhausted from it. And so it's been really nice to like come back and be sort of a tired zombie who sleeps in the same bed every night that I'm already used to. So welcome home, Mason.
Woo.
Speaking of being home and working on things at home, that transitions perfectly to what I got.
Okay.
Yeah. So I already told Danny, I don't know, Mason, if you've already noticed, if you're like observant enough, but I'm not on my computer today. I'm usually on my computer, but I'm on my laptop.
Oh.
That's because.
Yeah. What's going on, Daniel?
Been working on some more cleats.
Yeah. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. So before it was like only here.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I added all these other ones.
So visually,
Go for it, Danny.
Daniel's built a bunch of wall cleats that he's attached to his wall to. I'm assuming kind of outfit your desk space behind your desk space to be kind of multifunctional and form-fitting for, you can put certain stuff on it, I'm assuming, and you're gonna like pimp it out, add some attachments and stuff like that.
So for people like me who is not really familiar with the terminology, could you describe to like a hypothetical idiot listener
named Mason
what exactly wall cleaning is, Daniel?
I mean that's fair because it's not a very common thing at all. So cleats are just strips of wood, usually plywood, that have a cut on the top of them at a 45 degree angle away from the wall. So it's like sticking out of the wall. And then you have attachments that have the complementary 45 degree angle to like hook onto the cleat.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. Yeah. It actually has a really high shear strength. Shear meaning like force just going straight down.
Yeah.
I think it can hold around a lot of weight. 300 pounds.
Yeah. Dang. Okay.
So
dang, I can't even count that high, dude.
Yeah, totally. That's pretty sick.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I told this story on the podcast, but it reminds me about when I was building a set and I went to Home Depot and the guy who like assigned himself to help me was this like teenager in like a beanie who worked there, but he was just like, he just responded to almost everything with like, I don't know.
But I'm going to keep trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to consult anybody else. I'm just going to try and figure it out.
And I was like, okay, dude.
Wait, would it be like, oh, I don't know, and then he just stands there staring at you? Or
I mean, he looked like he was really trying to think of the answer, but just never came up with anything, you know?
Wow, okay.
He's like, wow, that's such a good question. Where are the screws?
He's like learning from
somebody
you.
Somebody should know that.
He's like making notes, yeah.
Right.
That's so interesting. But Daniel, I mean, I hope that you're getting getting to the point where you're happy with how your room's kind of situated and all the cool stuff that you're going to...
Yeah, some serious home improvement stuff.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, I'd like for you guys to solve the game that I wanted to pitch this episode.
Okay.
Whoa.
Which is just essentially... it's box office opposites. I wrote...
oh, nice.
On the itinerary, it says, boo!
I thought it was a Halloween thing.
Yeah. Like this episode would come out mid to late November. So I wanted to do box office opposites again just because it's kind of fun. But this one's TV show edition. I actually don't know if we've done a TV show edition, but I very much would like to. So we've played box office opposites a couple of times before, but the TV show edition I thought would be interesting because there's so many TV shows out there, and I have just merely scratched the surface with this one. But how it works is that I'm just going to give you the title of a TV show. It could be current, it could be a classic, whatever. All of the words are going to be the opposites of what the actual words are, and then just the first person to get it gets the point.
Hell yeah.
And we can go from there. So the first one, for example, for everyone at home, this one's pretty easy, is The Running Alive.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I heard Mason a little bit before. The Living Alive. So, of course, The Running Alive would then become Running Walking. You know, I was trying to think of, like, instead of walking, like, laying down, The Laying Down Alive. But I don't know if that, like, would have been helpful at all.
The Prostrate.
Yeah, The Prostrate. Yeah. The second one is Repairing Good.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, good job, Mason. Yeah, Breaking Bad. Breaking, repairing,
come on,
good,
brain.
Bad. No, it's okay. Sometimes these are hard. Okay, one word, dresses.
Suits.
Skirts.
Ooh,
pants.
Yeah. Skirts, pants. Yeah.
Suits.
It's Suits. It's the show Suits, yeah. All right, the next one is Abstinence Ignorance.
What?
Oh, a Drunk History.
No. Abstinence Ignorance.
Oh, Abstinence.
Yeah.
Sex education.
Oh. Yeah. I couldn't figure out what, like, I didn't want to just put uneducation, you know, and because I feel like that's too on the nose. So I just put ignorance. Yeah, like someone who is uneducated could be on a subject would be considered ignorant to that subject.
I don't know why, but when you said abstinence, my brain just went prohibition or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like Drunk History. Yeah.
Yeah.
The opposite of abstinence is drunk.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, you can abstain from alcohol, I guess.
That's
not the main association.
Yeah, for sure. That's true. Okay. East Space.
Westworld.
Westworld.
No! I haven't got one yet!
Yeah. Westworld. World
West
being the opposite of space, kind of.
I was going to say West Block.
West Block, yeah.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
On a playground was where I spent most of my days. The listeners of this podcast might actually not even be like old enough to know that about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, man.
I have never considered this. Yeah, well, because it was like an early to like late 90s TV show, right?
It was technically before my time, too, because I actually have like not watched it, and it was big, like, as I was born. You know what I mean?
They hit some pretty heavy themes in that show, too.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Drug use, abandonment.
Yeah.
Alfonso's dancing.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Alfonso's dancing. We all know what dancing leads to.
Oh, we do, yeah.
Didn't he try to like, trademark his dance?
I remember the
Carlton dance.
Like
did he succeed?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
Tom
right?
Jones song. Yeah, I don't know.
Think so.
It's not unusual to feel like anyone. You know. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Next one is Vintage Strangers.
New Friends.
No.
I was gonna think like New Girl, but that doesn't work because strangers are not the opposite of girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, men are strangers.
Vintage strangers.
Strangers is the harder word. Vintage is a little closer to like vintage. The reason why I didn't do old. Old would have been new, but vintage. What's like a word for new that's like
novel?
Closer. And then strangers. What would be like the opposite of a stranger to you? It wouldn't just be a friend, but like what's even further?
Acquaintance? Oh.
What's like even further than a friend to you, potentially?
Lover?
Less sexual. Please.
Partner? Please.
Well, because you'll know why when you hear the answer. Yeah.
Welcome to the Less Sexual Please podcast, where me and Daniel do everything in innuendo, and Danny begs us to stop.
Yeah, please, guys, come on.
Oh, Modern Family.
Modern Family. There it is.
Oh.
Vintage, woo, modern. Yeah. And
I'm
then
on the board, baby.
Yep. And then Strangers, Family. I didn't know what else to like.
Modern, fuck buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but when you were like lovers, I was like, oh, less sexual, please. Because the answer is family. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that's Modern Family. This nice. One's kind of fun right here, too. This is only two words. Fact boy.
Fact lie boy.
Girl?
Yeah, lie girl.
Lie girl, close. When you speak about something that may or may not be true, you are...
speculating.
Oh, it's gossip girl.
Gossip girl. Yeah.
Postulating.
No, Daniel. Boy. No. Fact
gossip
boy. Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Well, because like I don't know what's the opposite of gossip except yeah. for like
journalism boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Journalism boy. Yeah. Right. Right.
Like journalism boy.
Yeah. Journalism boy is good too. Yeah. Fact boy is just parrot. Yeah. Yeah. Fact to gossip. Boy to girl. Yeah. Okay. This is a reality show. It's called Hatred is Deaf.
Love is Blind. No.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hatred
yeah.
is Deaf. Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah, death. Yeah. I heard death. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, that happens a lot. I feel like people misinterpret deaf and death all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hatred is Deaf is an awful show pitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. It sounds offensive as fuck. Yeah. Okay. Two more. We have this one's pretty easy. Why I Estranged My Father.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, yeah.
How I Estranged My Father is actually hilarious because it just means that like you just did something terrible that made your dad leave.
That'd
be terrible if you did something to make your dad leave.
Oh my god.
No, I mean, I will admit when I
you
like,
definitely didn't do anything.
Yeah. I will admit that like when I wrote that one down, I was like, oh god, someone's gonna make a Daniel joke. Oh no. Why I Estranged My Father. Yeah. Okay. Last one for all the marbles. Daniel's totally in this. Is small butthole.
Big mouth.
Big yeah,
mouth.
Yeah. Big mouth. Daniel got it. Yeah. I just thought, you know,
small butthole's great.
The mouth leads to the butthole, you know. So yeah. Small butthole.
I was like, did Danny find my Netflix search history? Yeah.
Small
everybody
butthole.
Everybody knows the mouth is the window to the butthole.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, it is with a long enough periscope.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's a window to the penis for liquids.
Mm.
Yeah. Or sorry, the urethra.
Oh, yeah. Very wise. Yeah. Very good point. Very wise.
And that is Box Office Opposites TV show edition.
Thanks, Danny.
There were so many more, but I thought it would be kind of fun to just kind of do that. And with that, also, that is the end of this week's episode of Tres Sus. Yeah, I mean, like, we are very happy to have everyone back. I obviously kind of made the last two episodes, or one episode into two for the last two
truncated,
weeks.
Yes.
Yes, but they still end up being, like, fairly lengthy, which is fun.
And we hope our listeners are you know, fine with it. I mean, I think y'all are. Y'all tend to be pretty chill about stuff. I mean, look, I just said that I type small butthole into Netflix search all the time, and you'll probably be here next week too.
Yeah, totally, absolutely, you'll
tolerate a lot.
And with that, Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say?
I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bye.